I mean, there's others, like, you know, like Kotex, Kotex, Sam's or anything, but usually called Kotex, no matter what brand it is.
Okay, if it's that kind, or else, I see. Okay, now, names for urine and for urination, for both the liquid itself and for the process.
I hate this word, piss.
Okay. All right, that's all right. Any others?
Pee.
All right. How about names that you might use when you were a kid with your brothers? You know, I mean, would you? Yes, do. Is that where you probably used pee?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about for the
reaction itself?
Yeah. Got to.
Go, usually. It's just your name.
Okay.
Usually, just gotta go.
Now, among your girlfriends, now is the expression used? I gotta take a piss. As such, just I mean, what I'm interested, this is a very common expression, but I just want to know what I'm concerned with. What I'm concerned with is not you as an individual or your girlfriend as an individual, but as representative of a certain age group. And I just want.
We usually don't use it, but I've heard it used in school a lot of times.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, in the gym, maybe sitting there, and some girls say, before we go, I have to get pissed or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But
we usually don't.
Because you don't like the word?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. Now, how about
the guys say it all the time.
All right, sure. Now, how about for the excrement, bowel movement, the material and the action?
Shit.
Okay. Now, you don't find this word as repulsive as the word piss?
No.
Okay.
For some strange reason.
That's
all right.
That's all right.
In fact, shit is almost a common word.
Uh-huh.
Like when something, you know, like you drop your purse and you fall out, you go, oh, shit, something like that.
Sure, but
for some reason,
that's
a repulsive sound.
Now, how about for the act itself?
Again, it's just I gotta go, I've heard it say, I gotta take a shit, too.
Well, now look, for instance, let's take this situation. You're in a washroom, you go in a washroom with your girlfriend, and you want to, one of you goes into a stall, and the other one's gonna wait. Now, you want to make a distinction to that person. That person know, or that person wants to make a distinction to you that she's not gonna be out in 30 seconds, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you say, I'll be a while because I'm going to have a bowel movement, or I'm going to, how would you distinguish that especially among your friends? That's what I'm concerned with. How would you indicate it? Probably.
The only thing I could think of was, I've never, they usually say I'm going to smell the place up a little when you take a
smell. Okay, 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 good. All right, now, the person has gas on his stomach. It can come out orally or it can come out anally. If it comes out orally, it comes out through the mouth, the gas comes out through the mouth.
A burp.
All right. Or how about the act itself? He burped. It was a burp, or he burped. Would you have any other names for it?
Belched.
This business, this distinction, but the different attitude toward piss and shit, is this common among all your friends? Do they all feel pretty much the same way about it? I mean,
there's just a few. There's two. I can think of.
Yeah. But I mean, who do what?
Who say piss?
I see, but I mean,
when they do,
it's a much, it's much commoner for instance, to hear among your friends, to hear